This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies and Pete's South Philly, 1 hour from the Brandon Graham Show. Coming up at 6, right here at Chickies and Pete's, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Jordan Mailata, will join us for the Players Lounge. You can listen on the radio, watch on YouTube, or join us right here at Chickies and Pete's. It's time for the Monday Top 5 at 5.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Listen, sometimes on the game balls, I have to show my ball knowledge. Listen.
That's easy over there, man.
Listen. You have a lot of ball knowledge? A
lot of ball. Like any, I'm not giving game balls to AJ and Devontae.
What?
They did a great job yesterday. I just got other people we need to point out, okay?
Okay. Let me hear this.
Starting at number 5, I'm giving a game ball to Kenny G.
Yeah.
Kenny Gainwell deserves a game ball. He was great yesterday. Hopefully the Eagles stop running Saquon into the ground. And they can start using Kenny G a little bit more. A little bit more as head down the stretch. Give up this little run.
Nope, yep. Nope,
Ike?
Nope.
All right. Either way, he had a big third down conversion in like the third quarter that kept that drive going.
Yeah.
Kenny G hit him with a spin move. Didn't know he had that in his bag.
Man.
But Kenny G, I think, deserves a game ball after yesterday.
Well, so I think that Saquon's going to have to average over 140.
I thought it was 120 still.
No, it can't still be 120 when he only got 60 yards.
All right.
Yeah, get a buck 50 next week against Washington.
Yeah, they have 3 games left.
We can do it.
Oh, it's a tough putt.
I'm sure it is.
Don't you want to get Kenny G a few more touches?
Come on. Smooth Kenny?
Yeah.
Playoff Kenny?
2,000 is the first goal, and then we want Eric Dickerson.
I'll give you the 2,000 goal. We got to let the Eric Dickerson one go.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not yet.
The fourth game ball.
Not yet.
Fourth game ball. Given to a guy who I've been impressed with his entire season, frankly, because I thought he was not going to be here for long. And that's Nolan Smith. He had a sack yesterday.
He was all over the game yesterday.
He's developing into a good player. I mean, Sweat had a sack yesterday, but is Nolan Smith now his team's best edge rusher?
No, that's still Josh Sweat. But Nolan Smith has given us a presence, especially in that department, since BG has left. Nolan Smith, along with who's he out there rotating with?
Well, it's
because Bryce Huff is out.
It's Jalix.
Oh, Jalix.
Nolan. Yeah.
Well, they don't seem to be struggling in the run game department. So it hasn't hurt them not having BG out there in the running game.
I was glad that was not an issue yesterday. I was worried about that after the Carolina game, after what Chuba Hubbard did.
Yeah, it's Chuba.
Whatever.
But yeah.
Chuba.
Yeah, Nolan Smith. How about that? I didn't know what the kid had any, man, but since that bye week, what does he have, like 5 sacks?
I think it's up to 5.5 on
the year. Yeah, I got to give him his credit. He's, you know, he is showing up, and they need him.
I did not see it coming with Nolan Smith, really.
Nope.
And when he, I brought it up before, but when he played the entire final preseason game, I was like, this guy, they know he doesn't have it, you know, and he looks small out there.
Well, they got it out of him.
Yeah.
Like, they worked with him, and he's worked his butt off. I'm always a little skeptical when you don't wear gloves. That can go one or two ways. It means you're damn good, you're a great player. Reggie White didn't wear gloves. He was Reggie White. Or it means you don't really know, like, the dress code in your whole uniform is off. I'm not sure with Nolan yet. Kind of looks like a linebacker, but he plays DN. Doesn't wear gloves, but he gets to the quarterback. Got to respect that.
I didn't know there was a whole why is he not wearing gloves thing.
It's a me thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I
don't normally see D linemen without gloves on.
Wonder what that is. Wonder why.
Well, in baseball, it's a hard-o move. Sometimes, you know, when you're hitting, you don't wear gloves.
Yeah, Bryce does that every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Yeah. He has to change up his mojo a little bit.
I got to be honest with you. I got soft hands.
I've always said that.
I mean, if you're out there playing with no gloves on, yeah, you got some real man hands out there.
So you're saying Nolan Smith has tougher hands than you do.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had soft hands.
Never worked a hard day in his life, Ike
Reese. Well, I'm just saying.
I've never seen that around the green.
Nah, that's true. That's when I need to have soft hands. You're right.
it's in the wrists.
Like.
It's
a chip shot in there, man. It's in the wrist. You're right.
The third game ball, I'm giving to Jalen. All right. He was good yesterday.
Reluctantly.
Yeah. Well, I hear you. I hear you. He was good.
He was great yesterday.
Yeah. He was the best. That and the Bengals game were the two times this year where it was like, wow, there he is. There's 22 Jalen. Like, yesterday was 22 Jalen.
He needed a game ball just for his outfit.
Again, listen, this is also me speaking, so I could be way off here. I just wasn't a fan of the hat.
Oh, you're at the backward Kango?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know style.
No, I know.
Yeah, you don't know style. That's
is that
that's
a 90s thing?
Yeah, that's the
He looked like Samuel L. Jackson
in
Juice.
That's what I was thinking of. That's Samuel look, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the backward Kango.
Yep.
Well, they're playing a lot of throwback stuff. They got Jalen with throwback here. They played Michael Jackson after wins.
Let me tell you, between him and AJ with that 1K chain he had on a couple weeks ago against Baltimore when he came in with the whole mask on and everything else. That was a hell of an outfit, too.
Yeah, Hurts had a huge chain on.
Who has the biggest chain on this damn team? I mean, Jalen's pockets are the fattest. That's for damn sure. That chain had to be – that was at least a house.
Well, it was all diamonds, and it was breed of one, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That thing looked like a damn license plate around his neck.
Mm. It's like Flavor Flav up there.
That's what they call it. That's drip right there. Oh, that ice. Whew, Lord.
Can't relate.
Man, cannot relate.
The second game ball I'm giving.
I didn't bring my little chain out.
Is that what they call it these days?
What, my little chain? I'm just saying, my little chain, man.
Nah.
Can't be around pro athletes, man.
Chain not big enough?
Yep.
You too. I tried to ignore him.
I know. The second game ball, give it to a guy that I feel pretty confident that I'm ready to give in. Like, I'm over it.
Oh.
Because I
know what it is.
That's coach right there.
Coach.
That's coach.
Great Nick Sirianni
week. There it is.
It's a great Sirianni week. Listen, I said it was a must win on Wednesday. I genuinely felt that way. I thought this thing was teetering. And they responded in a beyond positive way. He said this could be a positive all week. It came out, ended up being a positive. And yep. Nick navigated this week in a very, very, very good and strong way. And I like what he did with Jalen Carter. I think that stuff's important. I think that's how you maintain respect in a locker room. And I like tough coaching. And I thought Nick was great. I thought he was great all week. A huge week for Nick Sirianni.
Couldn't have said it better.
I think he learned lessons about last year. He learned lessons about how to deal with his players. Even through the year, I think he's evolved.
Yep.
And not just leading the team out of two potential disasters,
yes.
By the way. The I guess, self-created Browns week and then this week, and then winning both of those games and keeping the team from falling apart. You know, the players deserve credit, but ultimately those are the things that Nick has to get credit for. So
listen, we give Tomlin credit for doing it with his teams. We give Harbaugh credit for doing it with his teams. So when you're the CEO type of head coach, this is what you have to be your best at doing.
Even
by the way, I also predicted he would do great at that too last
You
week.
Did.
Did you see that?
You did. Okay. I remember.
And in the offseason.
Well, even getting I don't know who arranged it. Making sure the Hurts, AJ, the handshake happens in front of everyone. Like that is a I don't know. Who's even,
sure.
You know, you tell a professional athlete, I need you to show everybody that everything's good here. I don't know.
Honestly, I wonder if that was player-driven. I here's what I believe with those guys.
Yep.
They weren't necessarily feeling each other, primarily because AJ felt there were opportunities there where he could have contributed, and Jalen maybe didn't seem or get the ball to him. So that's gone on for maybe a week or two, possibly three. And it came to a head. But you got two guys that got respect for one another. And because there's a friendship there, you can move past moments. You can get past moments because there's enough goodwill in the bank with the relationship. That's one thing I always say about T.O. and Don. They weren't teammates long enough.
They had no relationship.
Yes, so the friendship part of it wasn't there for them to overcome the other stuff. And that's what Jalen and A.J. can do because they do have a prior relationship to A before A.J. got here. And so when stuff happens, it makes it easier to move past it because both parties are willing to sort of talk.
Wasn't enough sweat equity.
Yes. You mean with T.O. and Donovan. Yeah. Right. There was not enough sweat equity.
Never enough.
Yeah.
But the number one game ball, and many people will disagree with it, but I think it's obvious after yesterday, the number one game ball goes to WIP and Brandon Graham.
Yes.
For saving the Eagles season.
Once again.
There we go.
We would never insert ourselves into it, but when everyone's blaming us yesterday and they go out and do what they did.
You know what?
Even flying banners over the stadium.
Yeah.
I can't understand why people are complaining about a win. You should be thanking us. don't we get yelled at when we're mad after a win?
Yep.
So
where did Brandon Graham say it?
Right here on WIP.
Yes.
On these airways.
Keeping them accountable.
Accountable.
That's what we do.
That's what we do, baby.
So I want the praise to be as loud as the disrespect.
I like that saying.
Towards WIP.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Actually, before we get back to the phone, speaking about Coach Sirianni, here is Coach's post-game speech.
We talk about tough, detailed together, right? That's a team, all right? How long was it, Bob?
10:30.
10 minutes and 30 seconds on a 4 minute by law.
Yes,
hey, you want us to run it? We can run it.
Yeah.
You want us to pass it? How about that pass?
Yeah.
Defense, stopping them on short fields was incredible. You guys played your ass off as a group, together. Awesome job, defense. Remember, right? That was a tough win against a tough team. Hungry, humble. All right, it's more than just this. It's more than getting this win. We just want to keep getting better. Hungry and humble. We got a lot to be thankful for.
We're working.
We're getting to work on Monday.
There we go.
Yep.
You want us to pass it? We can pass it.
Might as well just added us. I mean, it was.
Yeah. You're welcome, Nick.
It felt like a direct shot.
You're welcome.
Well, here's the thing that I'll say about that. The reaction from the players.
Yeah.
Seemed like they wanted him to pass it, too.
Yes. Like, yeah, we can. We can, Coach. A little bit of commotion here at Chickie's as there is a Steelers fan among us.
Man.
I urge you not to boo. She's dealing with more than we are today. So we're sorry. Yeah.
Well,
brave. You're a brave soul coming in here with that Steelers gear on.
Yeah. He'll be all right.
215-592-9494. Colin in Limerick. You're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Yo.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, statement win against probably the best defense that they have faced all year. I honestly was like, ooh, this is going to be a tough one. They showed up and showed out, baby. Now, before I go off the rails, I need something to calm me down. Can you please hit me with some of that Ike juice, please?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Ike juice. All right, that didn't work. Get my neck roll, baby!
Hit all of them. Hit them all.
It's nice.
Take them to Pound Town!
Woo! It is nice to finally have a quarterback that is built for Philadelphia. You know what? Hurts heard all that. All that hate last week, and all you haters, you can shut up now. You can shut your mouth. And he came out yesterday and said, what's up? What? He should have came out for the post game in a gladiator helmet, dressed like Maximus Meridius. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? My favorite play yesterday was, what was it, the last drive? When he was under pressure, Saquon was out there at the left, and he just casually flipped it right over to him. I love it when he sort of makes stuff up and rolls with it. I'm disappointed Saquon didn't get his 120 yesterday. It's probably going to mess up my MVP of the year voting. Bob Hostis or whatever had me putting that in.
Josh Allen is messing that up.
Yeah. Josh Allen's doing a pretty good job of it not mattering what Saquon does.
It doesn't matter because we got the win and we came out, to my knowledge, we came out relatively healthy. The thing that really pissed me off was Slay getting, once again, getting blocked, like, outside the end zone. Shouldn't that be some sort of, like, personal foul penalty? How can you block a guy into the stands? And during that scrum, another thing that I love to see is one of the first guys that I saw come out of nowhere was Defensive Rookie of the Year, Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
He doesn't – I love seeing that. Like, this kid, he's a rookie, and he don't act like it. He don't feel like it. He don't look like it. I love the draft that they went through. And hey, I just want to clarify one thing.
Good.
The big Rhino Carter, he eventually it's going to get to him. And yes, he is a professional. But eventually it is going to get to him. All this hands in the face and all of the holding. Like, how can they continue to not call this on this fool? He is. Now, let me clarify one thing. The last time I was on, I made a comment about a color of a rhino. Rhino that I pointed out is, out of all the rhinos, yeah, they got the Sumatran rhino, white rhino, black rhino, yada, yada. The black rhino is the most aggressive.
You're doubling down on this,
rhino,
huh?
That there is. The all black right. rhino is the most baddest. The baddest rhino, and that's exactly what Jalen Carter is. I can't wait for next week to continue it rolling. Going down to Washington, we're going to spank him again. And then what is it? What, we got Dallas next? Is that it? And then we finish at the Giants?
Giants, yes. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. There is, I will be surprised if they don't get this one seed with all of the injuries that Detroit has gone through. And it's a bummer, man, because I hate to see what that dude on Montgomery get injured because he was having a heck of a year,
all
man.
Class, Colin, all class.
Yeah, look at this
him
guy.
And Gibbs remind me Buckholder and who was the other dude? The Thunder and Lightning.
Deuce Staley.
Westbrook.
The three-headed monster
Westbrook,
in 03.
Wasn't there another guy?
Deuce.
Correll Buckhalter.
said Buckhalter first.
Never a doubt.
I don't like watching very many other sports teams.
Correll Buckhalter invited my wife to Atlantic City once.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She said she didn't go, but to this day.
Oh, you mean invited her like invited her?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
come on, man.
Wow.
Did you really let that slide? You didn't say something to him?
Well, it was before we were dating, it was right in the beginning. He's on the Eagles.
Gotta,
what am I going to do?
That off, then, man.
Yeah.
Other NFL players are trying to get at, bro.
Yeah, you know. All right.
Yeah,
all
right. Look what she settled on.
Man.
Yep. Hey, she didn't settle. Thank you for the call, Kyle.
She settled.
She did not settle. Get out of here.
Yeah, Spike's not going to the joint.
No, look.
No, for
yeah,
yeah.
Look, I am a catch.
Right.
I want to make sure everyone knows that.
Well, yeah, but every relationship has a reacher and a settler. Like Jill settled, I reached. You know what I mean?
That's for sure.
Yeah,
I'm not so sure that's a situation with
a reacher and a settler.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So
are you going to bring that one home?
I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm going to use that one, yeah.
That'll go well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just say it right to her. Say, hey, look.
Oh, listen, I reached.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you have to say.
You're
the one that reached.
Yeah, I reached.
Even
sure.
if you don't really well, believe it.
Believe me, she didn't settle for me, though.
Yeah, see.
But I reached. I touched.
Oh, keep going.
See?
215.
It was very sad to see Steelers fans crying that there was not a personal foul against Darius Slay for swinging on.
Yeah. The man blocked the man 10 yards out of bounds, and y'all want a penalty. Y'all want a flag.
I saw.
For Slay. And by the way.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a right.
It was.
Man, he threw that thing. He threw it with some intentions.
So we have a Pittsburgh radio station, and the guy that's on the same time as us, Andrew Filipponi, showing video of where the eagle should have been penalized, even though like that was completely out of bounds.
Yes.
For that guy to block slay.
What's his name? Washington?
Washington. Yeah.
A 300-pound tight end.
Yeah. What is it, the 90s?
Pushing also, him 15 yards out of bounds. Come on, man.
When did Cordarrelle Patterson start looking like a fullback? I mean, he
is a monster.
He's gotten thicker.
He's gotten so thick, man.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk about how thick he is?
Well, listen, he's gotten bigger, man. That's all I'm saying. A lot of the
we're not going to go down Yoshi's road. Yeah. Looking at the
Well, it's
the
Donovan's
glutes.
Fault. It's Donovan brought up Booty Simon.
He did.
Booty Simon.
Booty Simon.
It was also sad seeing when the game started, there was some terrible towels waving.
Yes, a few of them.
I heard some of them, too.
Listen, I will say, that was a fair amount. It's not. They didn't take over the stadium, but you don't usually get that many away teams fans in there. But Pittsburgh somehow got in there yesterday.
Well, there –
probably a couple thousand.
It's not quite as much as it used to be, but there was a time around here – where there are a lot of Cowboys fans, but there are also a lot of Steelers fans. And I think it's because the 70s, 80s, they were on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a parent who was a Steelers fan. So I think not only do they travel, they live among us a little bit, the Steelers.
Well, my neighbor's a Steelers fan.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
From Pittsburgh?
He's from Erie. He's from Erie.
Ah, yeah.
So the one that's the Penn State fan, he was at the game yesterday. Now,
was it your birthday party?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's right.
He was over there. Yes, well, yes. Okay. He's one of those guys.
This birthday party.
One of the, oh, yeah, thanks, Mike, for bringing that back up.
Yeah. Ike's segregated birthday party.
Yes. Yeah. That wasn't by my choice. The funny thing about that is all of you sat where you were comfortable at.
No, I was assigned.
I was assigned?
I was assigned.
Oh, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, look, you can either be part of the solution or part of the problem.
I thought that's where everybody wanted to sit. But I know, Martin, listen, I can't mix everybody with my relatives now. I'm telling you, everybody can't handle them.
It was a funny picture to look at. Go, oh, wow, look. Everybody's at one table here. How about it?
There's the white table.
Yeah,
over there
it is. We'll get a check-in on MVP odds. We are at, coming up next, we are at Chickies in South Philly.
We're not bringing up the basketball team today?
Brent, you want to bring up the basketball team today? Look. You want to bring up the baseball team?
They're making a trade.
Haven't they traded Alec Boehm for today?
In the next,
who haven't they traded him for today?
They offered him for Aaron Judge, and the Yankees said, nah.
I heard they called the Sixers to try to be able to get somebody, see if somebody's willing to deal.
Thank God the Eagles won yesterday.
Oh, man.
I mean, the Sixers over the weekend, my goodness, you're talking about bad news.
Look, get ready for the lottery party.
Yes!
It's coming back. It's coming back.
Capture the flag.
All right. All right, so coming up next, we will check in on the MVP odds. We're at Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave. You can get your Chickies and Pete's gift card as a gift for the holidays. Everybody loves getting a Chickies and Pete's gift card. Remember, you can buy them online or right here at Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, is your hair thinning? Don't wait. It's not going to stop. Please don't fall for the scams on social media to say you can get your hair back in weeks. It's just not true. The experts at Glad Hair by Morgenstern Medical have approved treatments like TED, that's transepidermal delivery, and you got PRP and exosomes to help you keep your hair that you have. And it should come in time to need hair restoration. Well, if there ever comes a time where you need hair restoration, then Glad is the name that you can trust. Be the best you that you can be and get your confidence back. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit GladHairMCTR.com.
I cry out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge.
Beautiful. You won't hear that at Jingle Ball tonight. Still listen to Katy Perry. We got Creed.
Not only Creed, but us singing Creed.
Even better.
Yeah.
Why are y'all yelling, man?
I don't know. That song, man.
Feels good after a win.
Put the charge in ya. All right.
You ready?
Yes. Right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It is engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. If Bill Belichick could go back and change the result of one Super Bowl, which do you believe he would change? 79% say 07 versus the Giants.
Yeah.
A lot of that's the stupid bleeping question. It's
like,
just talking sports, man.
Yeah, just having a good time.
We're just talking ball.
Sorry, we're having a good time.
Yeah, what do you want us to talk about? Team turmoil?
Yeah, come on. Everything's
make up
good
your
now.
Mind. Make up your mind.
We're only talking about Creed and the Super Bowls from 30 years ago now. OG Wade here on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How you doing today?
I'm glad that you're in on a Monday, OG, instead of waiting till Thursday or Friday. It's an interesting change from you.
Hey, Spike, let me just say this.
Yeah.
When I seen the bread man slap that guy, Jalen Carter, that's what his name is, the bread
man.
Yeah,
the bread man.
All I could think of, me and you down at Chickie. I said, if I could get one shot at this joker, But anyway, listen, that guy Reese y'all have, that guy, you know he rode the short bus, right?
Oh, no. We don't make that joke anymore.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm just saying, because he ain't that damn bright.
Well, I don't know. He makes some good points, OG.
Well, one of the points that he made was that the Eagles lost the Super Bowl because Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball. That was that. You went in at halftime up 10.
And I seems like he's in your head. Seems like Reese is in your head, OG.
If you look at how it played out, it actually played out in for the benefit that it was a scoop and score because Jalen scored on the very next play, you know, like when we got the
next drive. Yeah, we got the ball back
on that drive. Now, let's say he don't fumble that ball, you know what happens? We're punting the ball because he's still getting sacked for a 6 yard.
You're something else. So the fumble was actually good.
Yeah, it actually worked out in our favor because had he not done it, the score was 14-7. So do you think Kansas City going into the half was going to score fast to give us another bite at the apple and knowing that we getting the ball coming out the half? Andy Reid don't coach like that, my guy.
OG, I just think Reese makes some good points.
And I'm just saying that the point that you think he make ain't so good. Okay. I understand why you may think he, because he's saying something negative about Jalen.
No.
But, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, I guess call him a spade if I can do that, if that's not an offensive, thing. But
no.
Let me just say this here. Let me put all this stuff to bed. We sit up here and we talk about what Jalen can do, can't do. And what y'all try to do is y'all try to take the games that we're actually winning, whereas though any good coach will now run the ball to try to, run the game out like we did last night. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you're not passing the ball. So you're taking that and then you're cobbling it up with the game that he just played against the Panthers. And you trying to make it like this is who Jalen was. And I'm the one, if y'all want to give somebody insider stuff, I'm the one that told the world that Jalen Hurts broke his damn finger. It wasn't even out before
You didn't tell us that.
Y'all did so. I told y'all when I called up there.
You did?
I said he broke his finger on that day because I watched the play that it happened on.
But, why didn't we talk more about that?
Because y'all don't listen to me.
Well, that's your fault.
No, it ain't my fault. It's just because, I guess it's my persona, and I think I know everything, which I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not wrong very often, And it offends y'all, But, guys, I'm just trying to tell you, keep your panties on, man. I'm okay. All y'all got to do, if y'all ride with me, you're going to ride the glory. I told you I played a long game. Pause. You know what I'm saying? I wait for all this stuff to happen, and then I say, what'd I tell you? I'm trying to tell you right now, watching Jalen Hurts play in his career, we are watching greatness, him become great. Be appreciative of you being able to witness our guy become great. That's all I've been saying. And if you can't see it, It ain't my fault you don't know what you don't know. I'm trying to educate you. I'm trying to, the stuff I'm giving you, you don't even have to pay for this stuff. And I think I might start charging you, punk, for this information, because then I think maybe you would appreciate it a little bit more.
I pay.
But
OG, I pay with the most valuable thing. The most valuable resource is time. And I'm never getting the time back that I spent with you. So that's what I pay.
Let me do this here.
Yeah.
Let me just do the OG Wade 4-point system, and then I'm out. Can we
all do
that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The Eagles O-line against the Steelers D-line. Who won that battle?
Eagles O-line, but Steelers did have a couple of wins in there. Yeah.
All right, whatever. I just asked your question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
The Eagles D-line against the Steelers O-line. Who won that battle?
Eagles D-line.
Okay. Who rushed the ball more effectively last night?
The Eagles.
The Eagles won every category, OG.
No, they didn't. Which quarterback turned the ball over the least? The Steelers did. Russell ain't had
Russ.
Okay, yep. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
So we won it 3-1. You understand what I'm saying? It's the OG Wade 4-point system. It wins every time. I don't understand what's wrong with you, fool. You know what I'm saying? It's just the facts, man.
It is good analysis, I will say.
And OG's playing the long game. He's playing the long game.
I'm playing the long game, man.
So am I.
I don't know, Jack.
He's waiting on something to happen.
Yeah, he got a little too much creamer in the sugar. You know what I'm saying?
I drink my coffee black, baby.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big, tough guy.
Tell Slay he got to stop getting thrown out the club, man. This is the second damn time he got thrown up out the club.
Yes. That's what we call when you get ran off the field like that.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Like you got thrown out the club.
I've never heard that before.
Yes. It's football
term. In New Orleans, he got thrown out the club.
You got to get off those blocks, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how did that not become a holding call?
Yeah.
I mean, he literally had to drive him all the way.
He must have. Now, I guess it's because he was inside the shoulder
but
pass.
But if I'm Slay, I'm throwing my hands up. I'm flailing. I'm doing everything.
If Slay had just fallen down, by the way, it would have been a hole. Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He got to learn how to let his legs go dead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. OG,
let me ask you this.
Do you think
that the Brown man, when he slapped the ball, you think he was doing like what the hockey people do, you know, getting back for the, you know, what you did on that? You drove our boy down here, but I'm going to slap this boy up here. You know what I'm saying? I think that might have been the case, you know. And Nick Sirianni, I don't know, he's making too many business decisions because he keeps going near Carter, man, when that joker hot. You know he ain't got the brains that, you know, that the creator blessed him with. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you, the boy ain't to be played with. You better leave him alone when he hot. When you see that thing coming off of that top of that head, leave him alone. Because he done told Sirianni, kick rock about 4 or 5 times this year. I done seen it. And I don't know what's going to happen, but something you need to, you know, something need to get taken care of on that.
Are you done yet?
Are you done yet?
Are y'all still on? I thought y'all hung up.
Goodbye, OG. Man, he walks into Chickies at literally 2:03.
Oh, yeah.
Smiling. Look at that big smile.
Yeah.
He was so sick last week, he couldn't call.
Yeah,
Thursday.
He was sick for a whole week.
Yeah.
So here are the current MVP odds in the NFL.
What you got?
Josh Allen is -900.
That's...
Lamar,
that's basically a win.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson is +550, Saquon is +1300, and then Goff at +2000, and then the next one is Baker Mayfield at +7500. So
where's Jalen?
Jalen is behind. Wow, that can't be right, is it? +15,000. So it is.
I can get in on that right now.
So it is Saquon. Yeah, go ahead. You do that. So Saquon, Goff, Mayfield, Burrow, Darnold, Love, Mahomes, T.J. Watt, Jaden Daniels, and then Jalen Hurts.
Goodness gracious, Jaden Daniels even?
Well, they're tied. Golly. Tied with Matt Stafford as well.
I guess I won't put anything down on that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the way. Oh, look who returns. OK Andrew is back on WIP. What's up, OK?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, Ike, it's not about the size of the chain. It's about what the chain brings, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that what they tell you?
What does the chain bring? We're back to that again.
Yeah.
Don't go back. It's not a back and forth thing.
Yeah. Mike was really thinking about that one seriously. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, what does the chain bring?
I'm feeling soupy, obviously. But first, before we get into it, I got a public service announcement. The media of Philadelphia, no more hate. No more slander.
This is a bad step, Andrew.
Shut up, Andrew.
This is a bad step.
AJ talks too much. Smitty's too small. Saquon gets injured. We lost Jason Kelce. The D-line lost talent. Q didn't play talent in college. Hoop can't play CB. And Vaughn is...
Who didn't play in college?
And look it up. 12-2. Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought?
Hey, listen, sometimes you need something to rally around. So I guess they made the media their rallying cry.
That's fine, but if OK wants to be a regular afternoon show caller, he's not rallying against the media.
Yeah. Slow down there,
yeah,
OK.
Yeah, slow down.
I got you, boys. My unsung heroes of this game, Q doesn't get talked about enough this game. I mean, they target him, what, once, twice, maybe? He's been locked down all year. I know Pickens wasn't playing. Lane Johnson versus the best defensive player in the country. He neutralized him in the game. And Milton Williams is a good compliment, reminding me of Javon Hargrave from the Super Bowl team back then.
He had 11 and a half sacks that year.
Are you giving out game balls?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Unsung heroes, yes.
You know. And you know what I said before. We're not losing. And put us on the float. Put the afternoon callers on the float when we win the Super Bowl parade.
Just stop blaming the media.
Yeah. That's not going to get
you on the
floor. I
ain't coming after you guys. I'm coming after...
Yeah. It's the other one.
Yeah, it's Joe Gilio.
Yeah, you know, the guys before. You know, 10 to 2 hours.
Yeah. It's you, too.
Yeah, you, too.
Yes. One last thing. Brass and Nails for our linebacker duo. I mean...
Brass and Nails?
Brass for Vaughn and Nails for Nakobe. Like brass knuckles and nails.
Hmm.
They more fly around to the football more than...
Yeah.
And I think we got enough nicknames.
Yeah. Nice try.
Let's not overdo this thing with the nicknames.
Yeah. Well, he had his one hit. he's trying to recreate the hit. Yes. All right, okay.
I'm sorry bread and butter didn't work out. Yeah.
You know, that they
worked enough.
They stole bread and butter.
They
right
took it away from us.
Yeah, with the exciting whites.
With the exciting whites.
Yep.
Yeah. Jay in Roxborough, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, Jay?
Yeah, man. Listen, you know, one of the things that's just been bugging me is just this thing with Jalen and AJ. You know, AJ's got to understand, you know, there are no balanced attacks in the NFL. You know, right? You guys just talked about Josh Allen being the MVP. If you look at Josh Allen in the statistics, he's like 12th or 13th among quarterbacks. He has his receivers are nowhere to be found in the top 10, and his running back nowhere to be found in the top 10. But yet still, what we call Josh Allen the MVP based on the eye test and based on his record. How come Jalen can't get that treatment? Look at his record. Look at the eye test. The eye test tells you, yeah, he's not.
All things being equal. Jalen has more talent around him than Josh Allen. So that would mean he's only a game behind the Eagles with less talent on his team.
But see, my issue with that whole talent thing is that talent can get you in trouble, because the reason why that kid Stephon Diggs is not in Buffalo anymore is because he didn't feel like Josh was focusing on him. But now, just like Tom Brady, just like Mahomes, they don't need big-name guys in the backfield or in the receiving corps. They get it done without them. And I think this is the best thing that can happen to Josh Allen. Some people don't realize you got to share that ball with top five talent, a top one talented running back in Saquon, a top five talented receiver in AJ. That's hard for a quarterback. You got to make them guys happy because they're making all this big money. And with that big money comes the expectation that, which I'm glad AJ wants the ball, but at the same time, these guys want the ball so much, it can disrupt an offensive team. Josh Allen is playing sweet this year. He's having – we see him at snow game. He was just having fun. That's what happens when you don't have guys on your back. When I talk, glad to have – the team's glad to have me guys versus the guy being glad to have the team. We got the kind of guys that are when you're lucky to have me, I'm Saquon. You're lucky to have me, I'm AJ. You're lucky to have me, I'm Devontae. As opposed to, you know, Shakir. You know, Mac Hollins is a receiver with our Mac Hollins.
How do you think Jalen? How do you think Jalen would look with those guys?
Right, but how would he look? Hey, I'm gonna say it like this: our boy Donovan McNabb. Guess what? 4 straight years on your team, y'all went to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, but that's that's why he's the greatest quarterback in franchise history. I get that.
Right,
I'm trying to figure out.
Freddie Mitchell. But we met with Freddie Mitchell, Brash, and Pinkston 3-4 times. And
also
you got
my teammates.
T.O., think about it. T.O. was hurt going into the playoffs.
And he only played in the Super Bowl.
Still won with those same guys. So T.O. didn't help them get to the Super Bowl. He didn't help them get to the Super Bowl because he wasn't there.
I guess I'm confused.
Dude, Jalen is not Donovan. They're two different quarterbacks. Look, you can say that Jalen played well without diminishing the fact that Josh Allen is without question the most important player on the Buffalo Bills. And they are, what, 10-3?
11-3.
11-3. And I know you said that he's 13th in quarterback.
Just beat Detroit.
He's thrown like 25 touchdown passes. They've scored 90 points in 2 games. Like, it's okay to say that Josh Allen is the MVP of the league. Like, it's okay.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. What I'm saying is, let's not be ungrateful in the city because we want this prolific passer. He's not going to do it the same way.
He finally landed the plane.
I didn't know what you were trying to say. I'm with you.
Led with that.
Right. Yeah.
Led with that.
Well, and that's the thing because I've been listening to people talk about this fake beef that AJ and Jay. It's only beef because the media made it beef.
Jay. Lane Johnson said it. AJ confirmed it. They talked about, like, what are you talking about?
Jay, I sat right where I'm sitting last week, and Brandon Graham sat right next to me, and for 1 hour said that those two guys, that AJ and Jalen have to talk each other, and they have to get over, AJ has to get over whatever problem there is, and so on and so forth. The media did not create that. They didn't create it. It was a real thing. To their credit, instead of saying it's made up, which it's not, give them credit for getting past it. Like, they should just, this is, it's important that they got past it. I think that is more, to me, that gives them, they get more credit for building past whatever was going on than the fact that it didn't exist at all.
I totally agree. I totally agree because they were being honest with themselves and they had to address it. And I got to give the Eagles a little bit of credit, even though they tried a little bit of the sleight of hand thing where it's like, we know the media didn't really make it up, but we're going to kind of make it appear like you guys are blowing this out of proportion.
Right.
But I'll give them credit. They didn't come out and flat out be like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's always something in Philly. You guys make up stuff and try to attack the Raiders. Like, I'll give the players credit for not doing that. As a matter of fact, the players kept it real. And the leaders spoke on it and said they got on the same page.
Right. They talked.
Like behind closed doors, they addressed it, and they moved on from it. Like, I get a player's credit for that.
Yeah, we're past the point of saying that it's made up.
Yeah. Like, are we still saying that?
Yeah, we're past that. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What a day of vindication for me and Ike. While some people on the show have spent the season doubting Jalen, we showed up every day to tell all who would listen not to lose the faith in our guy. Go Birds. Jack in the producer booth.
That's exactly right. Back to back.
I knew that had to be you.
Just like with Carson.
Yep, here I am, just in a corner by myself. Right, Jack? I'm the only one who thought that.
Yep.
All right, what's next?
God is good all the time. And all the time, Ben Simmons stinks. Ike and his caller buddy at church.
Dude, you guys talking about Ben Simmons at church is the best story I ever heard.
Well, you know I didn't bring it up.
Well, so. Of course not.
Yes. I'm surprised it was Ben Simmons and it wasn't the Eagles.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God, that was great. He was like, remember when we saw each other at church? We talked about Ben Simmons.
You guys atoning?
Yeah. What's next?
Even I think Nick brings us up too much. The Mount Union head coach.
Again today.
Did he?
He was talking about, like,
oh, yeah, he got it in there.
About great organizations and, you know, like, what we did at Mount Union. It felt like I was listening to the guy talk about Alabama under Saban. But maybe they're the Division III version.
Well, they have, what, 8 national championships?
I think 11.
Did he compare himself to the Yankees?
He did.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Last week. Yeah.
We'll see how far he can go.
What's next?
Listen, I used to drive a woman with the last name Simon to the airport, and let me tell you, okay, it was definitely a Booty Simon situation. Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about. Herb in the Northeast.
Herb's here.
Herb is here.
He pointed to himself. He visually announced himself as he normally does.
And I think he came in doing the Trump dance.
Oh, was he?
I think so.
Is that what dance he was doing?
Looked like to me.
Yeah, he was dancing.
It's
I didn't know.
A new TikTok thing.
Yeah. What's next?
Man, even the defensive ends are playing. Haven't seen play at that position since 53 Poopy Douglas was sacking every QB then moved. Donovan next week.
Poopy.
Poopy
Douglas.
Poopy. Where did that come from? Poopy Douglas?
Yeah, maybe there was a buzz-like
situation.
I'm like,
what happened? That was something I don't know about.
What's next?
We never want to meet this Yoshi guy. Corey Simon's sisters and Ike's belly.
Yeah, you better win tonight, by the way.
Yes. He's talking about rubbing my stomach.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I can't let that happen.
What's next?
We're back, Ike! The Bronco and KC. That's
fine. Come on, Carson.
That's all I need is for Big Red to say Patrick Mahomes is out this week.
Now, who are they playing this week? Do we know?
They play on Saturday.
It's got to be an AFC West team, maybe. Like the Chargers or the Raiders or the Broncos.
We got the Houston Texans.
Oh, it's the Houston Texans.
Wait, now it's on Saturday, so you and Jack can concentrate. You don't have to worry about the Eagles game on Saturday.
Yeah.
So you can concentrate on the Bronco.
Yeah. You better believe we will.
I know you will.
There'll be plenty of tweets.
Yep. And if he plays well, we're going to start the movement to bench Mahomes.
Bench Mahomes for sure.
Mahomes, he's had a terrible year.
Now, Jack.
Offense looks better with Carson?
Now, Jack, let me ask you this, honestly. Nobody's listening.
We're not doing this right now.
We're not? Can I?
You can ask it.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll answer it.
Let's say there's a backup. Let's say they rule Mahomes out for the year.
Ugh.
Carson Wentz leads the Kansas City Chiefs to the Super Bowl, where he faces Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. In your gut, who are you cheering for?
The Birds, baby. You kidding me? This team? In this city?
That's the right answer.
Yeah, you kidding me?
Are you lying?
Why would you even bring that up? Question in my blood?
Because you're lying?
I bleed green.
All right.
Don't even ask me. We're going Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah. Hope he plays well. Yeah.
But the consolation prize.
Yeah, hope he plays well. So, you heard that Eagles fan start the show, by the way.
Yeah,
That was a girthy one.
Yeah, it wasn't sarcastic at all, was it?
No.
Yeah, okay. All right. So coming up at Chickies, we have the Brandon Graham Show. Jack's sitting in for Howard, so you get an extra hour of Jack.
Finally.
So it is me, Jack, and BG.
People love when I talk Eagles.
They love it. Has BG, have you ever sat in? Have you had
I did it with him for the couple of
first.
Oh,
yeah, first couple
right.
Shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little pipsqueak.
What happened?
You came back.
Oh, yeah.
Got stabbed in the back.
That's right. And then at 7.
We're like AJ and Jalen.
Yep. There is the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh Douglas and Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest is Jordan Mailata. That is all coming up next here at Chickies. We will talk to you tomorrow. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So when you hear about shopping days till Christmas, what's it, 10 shopping days or 10 days till Christmas? You got to remember about your pets. You got to get presents for your pets to put under the tree. Or if it's Hanukkah, you got to get your dog or your cat a present. And if you're doing it, you're doing it dogs and cats rule. No better place. 7 different locations. The only pet store you need. In Pennsylvania, there's Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. In Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Now, for gifts for your pet, maybe you need a new coat for your pet. Our dogs have coats. Our two dogs have coats. Maybe a nice little fleece. Maybe a sweater. Maybe a holiday-themed toy. And if none of those work out, they're fresh-baked treats they have there. And as I've told you before, the lead dog, George Perenni, from Dogs and Cats Rule, has made sure that every single one of those locations has the best staff you could ever want at a pet store. They are the top of the line with pet nutrition, local stuff, high-quality stuff. But the most important thing to me is when you walk in there, you have a question. And you know there's a million questions you have about pet nutrition, how old your dog is, how active they are, you know, what they're allergic to. They know the answers to all that stuff. So when you have those questions, the staff in Dogs and Cats Rule have the answers. You can trust that. It's the greatest. I mentioned the locations. If you missed any of them, go to dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family.